Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, not that he wouldn't have been a standout baseball player, but Bloomington South co-head coaches Phil Cole and Candace Lewes happy that Ian Finnerty chose to concentrate on swimming down on the south side, and I might add, so too is IU head coach Ray Lewes. Brilliant. His final 2 years after the family transferred to South from Avon. Back on that final day in February at the IU Natatorium, a two-time individual state champion with a new state record of 53-1 in the 100 breaststroke along with the 200 IM. And just recently, Ian made the USA men's under-18 team. Later this month, they'll be competing over in Dublin, Ireland. But after the choice and the move made, Ian told me on Sports Talk the other night from Yogi's.
It seemed kind of out of reach, honestly. But sophomore year, I got the idea in my head that I could probably do it and just kind of hunkered down and trained for a little bit. Senior year finally happened. So.
The training, the dedication.
Swimming, I mean, you don't get more than 2 days break if you want to be successful. You really got to want it to be successful. So the person that always is striving for the next goal. And I mean, until 2016 is over, the Olympic trials, I can. Then I'll probably look back and see what I've done the past 2 or 3 years.
What have they told you about, the competition and the steps forward?
It's going to be a great experience for me. It's going to be my first international meet. And a lot of kids at the national level, like the top guys, have had this international experience. I'm one of the few that hasn't. And it's the people we're going to be racing, we're actually going to be racing the Irish senior national team. So they'll all be above the age of 18. And it's going to just be great racing experience for all of us.
Well, that is Ian Finnerty, and what a high school career and a future Indiana Hoosier to boot, the next goal, and obviously down the line a little bit, the 2016 games in Rio. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the Big Ten resuming Friday night, the hopeful start anyway, weather permitting, of the home conference season against Michigan at 6:05. The series taking us through Easter Sunday out at the BART, where Indiana is 7-0. 25 games now in the book, 17 of them in the win column. Yes, I know, 1-4 in the league, but way too early to discount what IU might do the rest of the regular league season. Staff ERA, a respectable 3.03, 207 strikeouts and 6. Hoosier hurlers have posted 20 or more Ks. Thomas Belcher out of the pen, the leader with 27 going into the weekend. Only 49 walks staff-wise in 225 innings. Good math here. And somewhere along the line, as Chris Lemonis was telling me, pitching gets you titles.
When you strike out that many and you don't walk guys and you don't give up a lot of freebies, it just gives you a chance to have success. And that's what the staff has done. It's a very mature, it's an older staff, and I can run, those guys out there in any situation, and they can handle the environment. And then that's been the big key. I mean, every game when we sit down and talk and we go over scouting reports, I tell a team, once again, our bullpen's better than theirs. So our goal is to get into their bullpen, and we'll match up bullpens with any team in the country. You know, I spoke to another coach this morning from a different part of the country, and, some of the things that we've talked about, our league is very good this year. Maybe as good as the league's ever been or has been in a while. Maryland is in the top 25. They were a super regional team last year. Illinois has their best team, and they're in the top 20 that they've had in a long time. And it's a lot of the Michigans, the Michigan State, the Ohio State, the Iowas. It's going to be a fun conference. It's going to be a tough one, but we're looking forward to it.
Baseball head man Chris Lemonis. Michigan is 2-4 coming in here. At the top, Nebraska, Iowa, both 3-0. 6:05 Friday night out at the BART. I'm Joe Smith.